Next question's from Northern Alberta Institute of Technology. Were there any pranks that you refused to participate in?
Any part in the film that I refused to participate? We'll be talking about things the night before. Let's do this, let's do that. And I would say, you know, it'd be, well, I don't want to do that. Why don't we do this? But nothing like that it was like a heated thing or like I drew a line in the sand. It was just, you just have conversations about what we're doing the next day. It wasn't anything that dramatic.
Capital University wants to know, are there any people that you have to plant in the scenes in order to make the pranks work?
Obviously we're pranking the public, and if we think someone's on to us pranking them and they know what's going on, we won't use the reactions. We only use real reactions. But inside of that, if we're, say, like in the funeral, we have to find a funeral that will let us do a prank there. All right? We found these two brothers I think it was Cleveland, that let us use their funeral home to do a prank. And that was a difficult one to figure out because it's a fictitious character, and who's going to come to the funeral? So the brothers knew they had to give us access, but we kept them out of the thing. We always have it inside. Like if we're pranking, like in the shipping place, the owner of the place has to allow us to prank the employees. The employees don't know, but the owner does. But we just have them stay out of the picture. And with the funeral, though, what we did is to get an audience, we hired caterers and drivers and a Baptist choir. And when they got there, we said, well, you know, this is a lonely old man. His wife died. There's no one here to be at the funeral. Can you just sit in the audience and for him? Even the preacher didn't know. The preacher we just gave a bunch of information to, and he just went up and did this really pretty sermon, which was not in the movie. But we were pretty proud after, you know, we pulled that off.
Ohio State University wants to know, the pranks for Jackass are usually pretty short. How did it work trying to make a feature film?
Oh, Jesus. It was over a year of writing and coming up with gags and coming up with story. And even as we're shooting, like, we're still refining the story and writing more gags. And it was a lot of work. I mean, it's fun. We love what we do. But we really had to spend a lot of time on the story and myself just creating, fleshing out the character even more.
Question from University of Arizona. What was the inspiration for adding in the story of a grandpa taking his grandson across country?
Paramount wanted us years ago to do a whole movie with Irving Zisman. And 8-9 years ago, I didn't see it. But in 2008, we were just trying to develop films, and we thought, well, if we were going to do a whole movie with him, what would we do? It'd have to have a loose type of narrative. And the inspiration for the narrative we came up with was Paper Moon. Peter Bogdanovich classic with Ryan O'Neill and Tatum O'Neill, and he didn't know it was his daughter, but he has to drive her to a cousin's or something. He has to drive her a few states over. And so that was the inspiration for Irving having to drive his grandson across country, was Paper Moon.
All right, next question comes from Carroll University. How did the kid, Jackson Nichol, respond to being in the movie?
We could not have found any kid more gifted than Jackson. He is 8 years old and completely fearless. You know, we've done pranks with kids in the past, and sometimes they just freeze up, and they just, when they're trying to prank an adult, they cannot, it's just too much. But never did we enter a situation where he was intimidated or frightened. he just looked forward to it. And sometimes if we were pranking someone and we didn't get the desired result, he would yell an insult at them as they walked away. I'm like, Jackson, you can't do that. You know, we can't yell at people like that. If it doesn't work out, it doesn't work out. Okay, I'm sorry. But he's just fearless, and in the little kid's beauty pageant where he's in drag and having to learn a whole weeks and weeks for a dance routine, and he's unbelievable. He's unbelievable. I can't wait for you guys to see Jackson.
Up next, Ryerson University asks, how did you get the courage to start pranking people?
Yeah, I, you know, the when we first started doing pranks, it was, I remember, you kind of laugh when you're getting ready to, you're pranking, so I would laugh like the first couple of times, but after that, if you laugh, you get no footage, and after that, now I'm able to be stone-faced when I'm pranking someone, because I don't want to lose footage, and how I get the courage up, I don't know. We have something to accomplish, and so everyone else did their job, and if I walk into it and blow it, then I'm not doing my job, and I just kind of, I mean, I'm having fun, but I have to think of it like that. There's something I need to accomplish, and I'm going to go do it.
University of Washington wants to know, why do you keep coming back to Jackass?
Yeah, after the first and second movie, or after the TV show, like, well, after the first and second movie, we said we were going to do another one. We did another one. So now we're not going to say, no, we're not doing anything else, because then we'll just look like assholes the third time. And what brings us back? I love it. We love it. And it's, you know, we enjoy what we do, and that's what keeps bringing you back.
Drexel University wants to know, how difficult was it to persuade Jackson's parents to let him be in the movie?
Oh, Jackson's parents are the best. They're like, there's a reason he's so solid and fearless and confident, and he's just a brilliant kid, and it's because he's got great parents, and they trusted us, thank God. And I mean, Jackson has a sister who's just as smart and confident as he is, and I just wish they would go back to having babies.
Eastern Michigan University asks, did you ever run into anyone who recognized you when you were filming?
Yeah, you would have that sometimes, but when I'm pranking someone in the street, I will size them up to see, well, are those, do they look like possible Jackass fans? Well, you have to think about that before approaching them, because otherwise it's just a big waste of time. And if we're pranking a business, we'll get intelligence from the owner. Okay, tell us about your workers, and we'll try to target people who aren't in, you know, might be Jackass fans.
York University asks, how will Bad Grandpa push the boundaries and shock the audience more than your other films?
God, I don't know if that's our goal. We just, whatever we think is funny, we're not trying to push boundaries. We're just trying to, in the room, when we're pitching ideas, we're trying to make each other laugh. And that's, and, you know, as the years go by, it takes more to make each other laugh in the room. But, yeah, our goal is, you know, we think about it differently. And I think, everyone is, I mean, just the relationship with Billy and I and what we were able to pull off together as a tandem pranking people, I think I'm really excited for everyone to see this film, and I definitely think it's as good as anything we've ever done.
And finally, NU Channel 1 asks, did you ever regret a prank that you pulled?
Oh, let me see. I don't know, because like I've been in the middle, like I'll walk up to someone and you know, we'll start pranking them, and I've had instances where man, I don't know if that person is on, is in his or her right mind, and it, and I will just stop pranking them because I'm not going to, I don't want to take advantage of anyone. So in the moment you feel like bad for momentarily being in that situation, but I'll just end it and walk away because, you know, that's not what we're trying to do. So, but I don't let it get to the point where I just go through with it and feel with, it's just common sense, you know?
Awesome. Johnny, thank you so much for coming on with us. That was great talking to you.
Thank you.
Everybody, go see Bad Grandpa. Opens in theaters October 25th. Should be great. Been hearing awesome things about it, so be sure to go check it out.
And thanks to all the schools that sent us in some questions. And don't forget to check out WTBU 89.3 FM, 640 AM, and online at WTBUradio.org.
Thanks a lot, everybody.